Hey everyone, I'm Caleb.
And I'm Michaela.
And this is the Michaela Talks Podcast. Took some time off for family time and stuff like that this last week, but here we are. Mm-hmm. All right. So this week, we're starting off with, as always, an icebreaker.
Oh, yeah. I almost forgot. Okay. So, for our icebreaker this week, what is your favorite piece of clothing?
Huh. That's an interesting question.
Yeah.
Well, it's either one of two things for me.
Okay.
Do you think you could guess them?
Socks.
Or?
Jeans.
You win.
But which one?
I don't know which one.
I'm going to say socks.
I don't know.
Okay, so since we're guessing, what would you say mine probably maybe is?
Hoodie or yoga pants?
I was going to say hoodie.
Okay. That was close.
Definitely.
I'm glad we're so in sync.
I love my hoodies.
I don't know. Probably, I don't know, it's really an even toss-up for me. I don't like being barefoot. But, I think jeans.
Really?
I just don't feel comfortable if I'm not in jeans. Like, I'd rather be in jeans, like, all day until I actually have to go to bed. I'd rather be in my jeans at the late hours of the night.
That's true, because, like, you'll take a shower even at night and put jeans on.
Yeah.
It's so weird to me.
Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong, I love my jeans, but I also like comfy pants.
Well, my jeans are comfy. That's what they are to me.
All right.
I want to lounge in them.
I'm glad you like
it. I feel so. I don't know. Like, there's just something about being in pajamas that just feels.
The face lazy, you're making is perfect.
I guess. I don't know. Like, I know at any second while I'm in my jeans, I'm comfortable. But if I have to, like, go do something, I'm still ready to go do something.
Okay, so you're just, like, always prepared.
Sure, it's a lazy way of being prepared.
Okay.
I guess.
Right. Well, that's all I had.
Cool. All right, so today, despite our clothing conversation, we're going to talk about initiative and having initiative in marriage.
Yeah.
Which I think it's actually, it's a good topic to have. Because marriage is not, you have your stuff that you do and I have my stuff I do.
Right.
Type thing. It's not a 50-50 thing. It's a both and thing.
Mm-hmm.
And in marriage, you need to be assertive and make efforts to do things despite whose job it is.
Right.
Your goal is to make your marriage a good one.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, at least, I mean, we're both adults, right? So it's not like we're taking care, you know, like, in a parent sense or whatever. We're not taking care of one another. So, I mean, of course, in a lot of ways, we are doing that. But, I mean that in the sense of, like, I'm going to take initiative and do things that are, you know, my responsibility, or that just need done for our home or for our family. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to take initiative and do those things.
Right.
And sometimes those things are to help you. Or, you know, you, there are things that maybe you were needing to get done but hadn't found the time to do. So I took initiative and I tried to take care of some of those things for you. And it's not like, I don't know, I'm having a hard time explaining
wording
what I'm
trying
to say.
Right. Well, like, it, having initiative, honey, gosh. Our dogs are like these loud breathers tonight.
Yes, he's talking
tonight.
About our dog. Our dog's name is Honey.
Yeah, I should. I guess we should clarify. I am talking to my dog because she made a really weird noise. But, like, so, like, when you're having an initiative and assertiveness in your marriage, it's not always me taking care of you.
Right.
Sometimes, in order for us, me to make sure we're having a good marriage, it's me taking care of myself.
Mm-hmm.
And having the assertiveness to know that I need to back up and do something for me.
Yeah.
You know, it's like,
you know
what?
Yeah, that's very true.
I need to just give myself some space and to go take some time to sort my thoughts out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going for a walk. I don't care if it's 10 at night. I'm going to go take a walk. Go take the dog and just go. You know?
Yeah.
Because, you know, sometimes one of the most spiritual things, my mom says it to me all the time. Sometimes one of the most spiritual things you could do is have a snack and take a nap.
Yep.
Because really...
100% agree.
And it's like, sometimes you want to help your marriage out, go give yourself a break.
Yeah.
Go get some rest. Because you want to grow, you want to be good in your marriage, you kind of have to be mentally in a good place, you know? That doesn't mean you can't have your own set of issues with your spouse, you know, mentally speaking. But you just got to be able to take care of yourself.
Well, and I mean, I don't use this as an excuse, but we are all human.
Mm-hmm.
And that means that we're messy, broken, imperfect people. And so we do have to give ourselves grace. And we do have to, you know, be able to... at least give ourselves the chance to get clear-headed and
right.
to be able to reset our thinking and our mindset. And everyone does that differently. And especially for you, that is the way you do it. You get out and you walk, or, you know, you'll go to the rec center and work out by yourself. And I, at first, actually, that was like, I thought I'd done something wrong. That, like... you know, you didn't want to be around me anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But I have come to understand that is just how you reset. And that's how you clear your head and work through things sometimes.
Right. Or just take my stress and put it where it belongs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because, you know, you're going to have stress. No matter what job you have, you're going to take some form of stress.
Absolutely.
You know, and so for you to be able to... work through that stress in a way that's positive.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta have your way of kind of winding down.
Yeah.
Like something, like oftentimes, especially on days when I can't go work out, you've been really good and I really appreciate it, is you just give me some, like, the first 5 to 10 minutes of me being home, you don't bug me.
Mm-hmm.
You just let me go be in our room, kind of wind down, get undressed, change into my jeans, and type of, you know, just be alone to kind of recharge.
Yeah, and I have tried to train the boys in knowing that, you know, daddy needs a couple minutes after he gets home from work to unwind. And they're starting to get that too, which is nice.
They don't bug me near as often as they used to, so I can definitely tell it's working. But, like, just to be able to come home and sort my thoughts out at the end of the day, and Bill will be like, walk out of our bedroom door and be like, yo, you know, and everything's good.
Mm-hmm.
Especially on those days when it's like, it's not going to work out for me to go to the gym right now. those are great. Yeah. Just to be able to, that's great initiative on your part to help me have a good, healthy attitude around the family.
Well, and I think it's important that you learn your spouse in that aspect. You learn, you know, because for you, like, that's a very calculated thing. I know when you get home from work, you need that time. And that's, you know, that's a consistent thing for you. Mm-hmm. And so that was easy for me to pick up on and, you know, try to do my part in making that easier for you to achieve. But it's important to learn your spouse in that way and to watch them and see, you know, what times do they get stressed and how can I step in and, you know, help or, you know, do something to relieve some of that. And I guarantee if you're, you know, paying attention, you're going to pick up on some of those moments. And there probably is something you can do, even if it is you leave or you get them a drink. You know, you do something to try to just help them out.
Yeah. Well, and when you give me that time, it helps me be that much more effective for you. Like, when you do give me that 10 minutes and I come out of our bedroom, you know, all changed and everything, I'm able to come out and be like, hey, what do you need me to help? Like, what? Where do you need me? Like, what do you need? Like, you know, do I need to talk to James about school? You know, just whatever. You know, I'm in the right head, you know.
Yeah.
And that way I can help you effectively and be in the right head and not worry about my other thoughts that were distracting me. Right. It's a teamwork thing. It's not you being that, like, submissive housewife thing. It's no, it's a teamwork thing.
Yeah. Well, and it's like, it's just that understanding. Of course, I want you at your best.
Mm-hmm.
And I desire for you to feel your best. And I know that it helps your attitude and it, you know, it just all around helps you when you get that time. And I mean, I can sense that in you in a lot of times. It's not just, you know, when you get home from work. Like, I just know that about you now.
Well,
and I'm sorry, I just keep yawning. Yeah, daylight savings is getting me.
For real. Like, well, and it's, you know, a lot of it is, like, taking initiative is learning to read your spouse and knowing when you gotta take initiative.
Because
I've had plenty of days where I come home from work and I'm like, today's the day where I probably shouldn't take any time and I should just get changed as fast as possible. Because I come home and I look at you, I give you one look and I'm like, oh, she's had a rough day, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just being able to read each other is a huge portion of marriage. It's that communication. It's, you know, if you don't know your spouse's personality, like, I know those personality test things get old.
Yeah.
But seriously, you know your wife or your husband's personality, because that right there, just to be able to look at your spouse and know what they're thinking, makes life so much easier, you know.
Well, and it's, I mean, the thing that makes the personality test really interesting and nice when you are referring it to, like, your spouse is that it can explain why they do certain things they do, why they react in the ways they do. And so it can help you just, like, you don't have to be good at reading people to know your spouse.
Right. You just have to be good at reading your spouse, not other people.
So, like, knowing their personality can help with some of that, because you get to know them and you do some research or whatever, and it just helps you be more prepared for some of that. Like, like a really popular one that our church staff and people do is the full spectrum color test.
Mm-hmm.
And that one was really cool because it's very simple.
Yes.
And so, and it did help me understand your personality. And we had done personality tests before together.
You've done a lot of them together.
Yeah. But that one was, like, especially nice because it gives you your main color or personality and then your stress color.
Yeah.
And that one I thought was really neat because now I know, you know, if you're stressed, you're going to fall back into this feeling and, you know, and I can expect that from you. And then I know how, what I need to do to fill in.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think vice versa, like we've learned that about each other.
Just learning where to step up for different needs. Yeah. You know? A lot. You know, learning to have initiative for your spouse's need, like, emotionally. It's like, oh, you've had a crappy day. You look like you need a hug, you know, mm-hmm. or I need a hug, you know, or whatever. Or, like, just mentally, you know, be right. Like, you know what? You need some alone time. You need some peace. I'm going to do my best as your spouse to set up an opportunity for you to just have some peace.
Right.
Like, you know what? Can you go shopping? Can you go get something at Walmart for me?
Yeah.
You know, I've done that once or twice with you a few times. It's like, hey, you know, why don't you just go to Walmart?
But it's not the safest to send me to the store when I'm stressed.
Yeah.
But
that's a different conversation. All right. But, like, yeah, just being there for your spouse's needs and taking initiative. It's like, you know what? You look like you're in a rough place right now. You're, you know, spiritually, you look like you're just fighting some stuff. I think you and I just need to take some time to pray together.
Mm-hmm.
And really work on hashing that out and making sure that I, as your spouse, understand what you're going through right now.
Yeah, for sure. And I think it can go past that too, like something that you've done for me, and I every time it happens I always feel grateful, is like if we're in kind of an awkward position or whatever and I feel like you can sense that I'm locking up, like, because I don't like awkward situations, I don't like conflict, and so I will just kind of like start to lock up, or I just like agree to everything, and you know, and you have definitely kind of become my knight in shining armor in some of those instances, because you will step in and, you know, maybe say the hard things or even just get us out of there.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that you've started to take that kind of initiative for me. So I mean, we get put in some awkward situations sometimes with family or, you know, counseling. I mean, I don't know. There's been a lot of different situations where I have looked at you and, like, pleaded for help with my eyes and you've come through.
Yeah.
And I think that's another way that, you know, you can take initiative with your spouse in, you know, sometimes doing things like that and just knowing that, you know, you need to step in and be strong because they're not feeling strong.
Right. Yep. Initiative, a lot of initiative in marriage is for your spouse, and oftentimes it's actually despite your spouse.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know what? My spouse is being a jerk today. But you know what? I am going to be that spouse today that my spouse needs, despite how they're acting. I know they need me to be this way today, you know? And I think you're pretty good at that. Sometimes when I'm having a bad day and I'm being a jerk, you look at me and you give me the kindness I don't deserve at that moment. Or you give me the hard truth that I deserve at that moment. You know, and it's just kind of like being able to read the difference between he can handle being told he's being a jerk, or right now he's just in a place where he needs some supportive character adjustment.
I mean, yeah, you and I do not talk to each other like that. I mean, when we're joking, it's definitely different. But I've definitely made comments to you like, okay, well, maybe that wasn't the best way to say that.
Yeah,
like,
you never call me a jerk.
At least I try not to.
Out.
Right, yeah. But no, you're right. And
outright.
Sometimes that's needed.
Yeah, I think.
And hopefully you have enough respect already established that you take that well from your spouse.
Yeah. I would never suggest anybody call their spouse a jerk outside of a playful manner.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I wouldn't either.
Yeah, that's probably not wise.
I would not condone that.
No, I've called you a jerk before, but that's because, you know, you were beating me in Monopoly, so.
Yes, well, that was mostly playfully.
Mostly, and competitively.
Yes, which.
Anyway. Yeah. So, yeah, initiative is for your spouse and often will be despite your spouse, because those days that you really want to shove it back at your spouse, those are the days you kill them with kindness. And one of the best ways to kill your spouse with kindness, don't ever kill your spouse, okay? But, like, make the point is to just have initiative and do something for your marriage,
mm-hmm.
despite the fact that things aren't working for your marriage at that moment.
Yeah. Yep, absolutely.
Agreed?
Yes, 100%.
Cool. For things like spiritual needs, physical needs, emotional needs, mental needs, there's just so many different places where you need to learn to step up and take initiative. We've mentioned it before in another podcast, I think, but it's like marriage is never 50-50. It should never be 50-50. It's 100-100, but sometimes you're going to have days where it's not 100-100. Sometimes you're going to be like, you know, I'm 120 or 80 today.
Yeah.
Or do you know what? You're 50 and I'm going to be 150 today, or vice versa, you know, because you're going to have hard days. And what initiative is learning when you need to step up in your marriage. And I've also mentioned it in another podcast as well. It's like, Marriage is about ownership. You know, I own my marriage. And when I'm at home and I look at the dishes, it's not my wife's job. It's my house. It's my home. I'm going to do them because it's my home. You know, and I have ownership in that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and I mean, I definitely try to do that the other way. Like, you always mention the dishes. Which, I mean,
I think that's your thing,
because you hate doing the dishes. So when you do that, it is definitely your labor of love. And, like, one of those things for me is taking the trash out to the curb. I hate doing it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, sometimes your work schedule doesn't even allow you to get that done when it needs to get done.
Or I just forget.
Or, yeah, and I mean, and so that's one of those that I have to take initiative. And, just I mean, it's got to get out there to get picked up. And so it's not I get angry with you because you didn't do it, or I let that get under my skin.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, well, it's got to get done. So you go and do it. Like,
the thing about initiative is now is always the time to do it. Now is always the time. You know, stop putting it off and thinking, I'm going to start making a point to do this tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
The more you say tomorrow,
tomorrow will never come.
Tomorrow will be yesterday, and you'll have forgotten.
Yeah.
So it's like, do you know what? You want to take initiative in your marriage, just get up and do it.
Yeah.
Just say, I'm doing it today. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's really interesting, actually. So something that I have been trying to apply personally, I actually heard it on another podcast that I really enjoy listening to, and she was talking about having this issue of, like, when she comes in the front door, she'll just drop, like, everything in her hands and not, like, necessarily put it where it needs to go. And then later on, she's, you know, annoyed because she didn't put things away, and so now she can't find what she needs and whatever. And, like, that's, like, a constant issue. Like, I'll be busy doing something and I won't put something away, I'll just put it down.
Yeah.
And so the whole, like, philosophy is you tell yourself, don't put it down, put it away.
Mm-hmm.
And I have been doing that in myself. So, like, when I walk in the front door, I don't just lay the keys on the table. I hang the keys up where they're supposed to go. And it's just that, you know, it's taking that initiative, knowing that if you do this now, your life is going to be a little bit easier.
Right, those little things.
Yeah. And, those little things add up to big things.
Yeah.
And can just improve efficiency. Your overall mood and efficiency. And yeah. And it has really helped me because I do despise clutter. And, like, it actually gives me true anxiety. And it has helped kind of take away some of that because I'm taking the initiative right there in the moment to get it done immediately.
Exactly. Now is always a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you see something your spouse needs, now is always a good time. Even if it's just like, I'm going to make the effort to say something today, because if I say something today, it'll put me in a place to actually do something tomorrow.
Right.
So, just making those little efforts, because little things do lead up to big things. You're right. If you want to be successful in big stuff, be on top of the little things. Mm-hmm. So you want to have a great marriage, do small things that matter.
And be consistent in them, yeah.
Yep. Don't just make a day where you'd be like, hey, I washed the dishes and I did laundry today.
Yeah.
All right, love me.
Right.
It's not how that works.
Yep.
It's like, okay, I do that every day. You know, it's, no, I'm going to make a consistent choice to change and make a lifestyle change in my marriage. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good thoughts. Got anything else to say to podcast land?
I don't think so. Well, thank you guys for listening. We really do appreciate your support and the time that you take to listen to us.
Yeah, for sure.
Chat. And
It's fun hearing and talking with some of you throughout the week about our podcast and stuff.
Yeah, we always
love to. I'd like to do a Q&A podcast sometime within the near future where we collect some questions.
Someone just told us that we should do like a Facebook Live type podcast one day so that they could like comment while we're talking and we could have like a discussion.
I would need to do my makeup for that one.
Oh, you would need to put your face on. Yeah. Okay. Well, we should probably plan for that.
No. I don't want makeup.
But no, seriously, we love to hear from you guys. And if there's, you know, I've said before, but if there's something that you guys would like us to talk about, we would love to, you know that from you guys and be able to maybe have those kind of discussions.
We've hit on certain topics here and there that people have thought of, so it's really fun to reach out and talk about things that you wouldn't have even thought about talking about. So
if you're not a subscriber, please subscribe.
Leave a review.
5 stars only. I won't accept anything less.
I'm okay with 4.
Oh, you're such a settler.
Yeah. I'll settle.
5 stars.
Okay, babe. Anyway, thanks for listening. I'm Caleb.
And I'm Michaela.
And this is the Michaela Talks Podcast.